Hey, let's
Hey.
give it up.
You guys know, hopefully all the mics are doing what they're supposed to
Okay.
do. The comments will tell us, but we are live.
All right. That's
They're
not
not.
next. Got it. All right, cool. Well, they'll come in and they'll see it. What's up, everybody? I'm to hear more.
I'm Patrick Cloud.
And this is another episode of Damn Internet, You Scary. Got a very special guest in the house. No stranger to the pod at all. No stranger to anything y'all got going on. If you got internet, you got any streaming service, you've probably seen him on one of many, many shows.
Right.
Ladies and gentlemen, we got poetry slam artist, rapper, goddamn me, comedian and actor and content creator. We got Mr. Malcolm Barry back in the house.
Like how you mentioned my least successful career options first.
Yeah, I went to
try to
gradually grow with it. Yeah.
You got the content creator.
Well, I mean, listen,
I'm doing it.
You're doing it, and also like, the content that you're in, you have to create that character. You have to build the world for that character.
Oh, yeah.
And bring
it. Yeah,
the actor. You're a successful actor.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's 100% true.
But if you save that for the end, then you get to hear all this other stuff. Like,
don't.
And the actor's like, okay, cool. I'm glad I stayed tuned.
Yeah. Because I didn't know he was a goddamn poetry slam artist until.
I was
we were talking. New Eureka.
Yeah.
Is that New York Puerto Rican?
Yeah, I'm always surprised it's not a common thing. Yeah. So.
Wait, I've never heard of that.
Me neither.
Oh.
New Eureka.
New Eureka. Yeah, well, there's New Eureka Poetry Cafe, which is like a long thing in New York. But yeah, like a New York Puerto Rican is a New Eureka.
Are you Puerto Rican?
No. But I talk shit.
He was a D.
Puerto
Rocks.
He was a DEI submission. On inclusion.
So
I'm like the bachata.
So New Yorican is a Puerto Rican from New York.
Yeah.
And they have a poetry scene.
What? Okay, so the cafe is named New Yorican Poetry Cafe because it was founded by like a Puerto Rican, I'm blanking on his name right now, but Miguel Pinheiro was one of the premier guys there. And so it was founded by New York Puerto Ricans.
Mm-hmm.
And then that's just kind of a thing you sometimes call Puerto Ricans as New Yorican. Back when I was a kid, we call them Puerto Rocks. But also, like,
that seems racist.
That does seem like a
Puerto Rock
slur.
Get your Puerto Rock ass out of here.
Oh, you know there's too many Puerto Rocks in here.
It's a very specific culture, Puerto Rican and Black culture in New York.
Yeah.
Because, like, Puerto Ricans, when I grew up, said nigga all the time.
Yeah.
Right. And then I was, like, showing Desus and Meryl to a friend of mine who's Black and from the South or something like that. Mm-hmm. And, like, Meryl just said nigga. And he was like, you're allowing that? I was like, oh, I forgot.
That's big in New York, too.
It's New York and L.A.
It's a real.
I moved from the Midwest, and I was not used to anybody saying nigga outside of Black people.
Yeah.
And I moved out here, and I remember one of the times I'm outside the Comedy Union. It's me and, like, three other Black comics. And it's a Mexican dude. I was like, yeah, fool. And then it came up, and then and I just looked, like, what are we about to do this?
The Mexican version is a little weird to me. But the New York one is similar because it's just they just niggas that got like a second language, like Puerto Ricans. They just got dropped off at a different place. You know what I mean? We both
can speak a different language. I can see it.
They just dance different. Like they use different drums.
You know what's crazy about other races saying nigga? It depends on the culture around them. Because it's like, if it's just one of one white dude in Nebraska saying nigga, you gotta do something.
Yeah,
if it's like,
absolutely.
All of New York is like, oh yeah, Puerto Ricans say nigga here. Like, you gonna fight the whole city?
Right, yeah. Is it acceptance or is it just like humble, like...
But you know what? The thing growing up, it was like, I don't talk like this no more. But it would be like, every nigga got a Puerto Rican for a nigga, and Puerto Rican got a nigga. And like, we were right up on each other. You in the Bronx, you right up on each other.
Sure.
And so, and then it's also a community thing because it's like, everybody broke. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like, but I don't know. Since the Irish haven't been poor since the famine, they can't say it.
But at one point, they were like, nigga, where are the potatoes?
Ain't no whiskey. Ain't no whiskey in the business of here, nigga. I'm gonna go.
Nigga, I'm drunk. Nigga, I'm finna find these.
Let nigga, I'm drunk.
Hear that at the whole Irish farm.
Since the past too, like
nigga, where are my coins?
I told Malcolm over the phone last night. I was like, bro, I would love to like do a podcast with you, but I feel like we'd get canceled because we both are. We have to have like a racist white woman with us, like a farm.
far-right already sounds kind of good.
Yeah, far-right white woman. Because that's what The View does. They got two Democrats and they got two Republicans, I feel like. And that works for them because they come together on certain topics and then they have very strong grounds.
That's crazy. I've never seen an episode of The View.
Oh, me neither. I mean, not a whole episode. Sections. I've seen clips. Yeah, I can't sit down and watch all of that. I'd be like, shut up. Because a lot of times they report on shit that I don't really care about.
If both of y'all canceled, y'all can't get canceled together.
Yeah, it cancels it out.
Yeah.
She said something racist about black women. We come to their defense. We say something racist about people in the south of Florida.
It's hard because black people can't be racist.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. She can say nothing. But she stands her ground.
And then the episode
now we get
ends.
Both sides.
And we can't be like them two British black dudes.
Oh, yeah. You know what's crazy? All right, we'll talk about shits and gigs later, but let's jump into this this goddamn what is it called?
Diddy?
No, the song. Intro.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. We haven't done that in a while because we've been doing shows virtually, and it's very difficult to do, almost impossible to do. Yeah, so we're going to kick this off, and since we got Malcolm from New York, I'm going to give you a real-ass hardcore old school New York beat.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? You ready for this gangster
shit? Yeah. Here we go.
Black Moon?
And you know the rules already. Like, try to rhyme scary with something. Like, damn it, that'd be scary. Okay. Malcolm, watch your fucking tone.
I've seen the show.
Okay.
Yeah, done. Catch me outside the bodega. Know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
What up? I need me a chopped cheese.
Yeah.
Check it out, I'm on the wave like the Queen Mary. You watching damn internet, you scary.
Yeah.
You hear me, but you can't see me.
What?
But you can see this nigga on your TV.
Done Dada.
Done Dada, I'ma pass it on. I'ma pass it on to my left Abba.
Yeah, pass it on or get them wet. That's what I do even when I'm on the internet.
Hey,
yeah, I've been a vet. You don't know me, only I'm old school like I'm Shinobi, but yo. I dare you to flow C. I cut heads off like flow B.
C.
Ooh, yeah, and you know we scary. Yeah, situation got hairy. Keep it real, New York. I'm that new beef, that new meat. Call me New Pork.
New Pork?
New Pork.
I be a fire new name.
What do they
say
on New Pork?
I got my nigga New Pork on the track.
Unfortunately, that is a bar.
Unfortunately. At first, I thought he said Newport. I was like, they don't really smoke that in New York like that.
They
don't?
Your mama.
Okay.
I mean, your mama.
Yeah. But like, the auntie.
Yeah.
I thought they did more like Virginia Slims. And...
No. My mama do Winston's.
Okay.
Winston's and Marlboro's that's the family plan.
Okay. New York do
that's the family plan.
Do they do a lot of Marlboro's out there?
Yeah, I just said it.
Yeah, but you said that for the older people. I thought the younger people might have did something different.
No, I mean, my brother do Lucy's, but he's not young. He's 50.
I thought Lucy was just one at a time from wherever you can get it.
Exactly.
Oh, okay.
Like, he's not like, what brand is
he? Don't care.
He just opened it up. He got 30 Lucy's. Yeah, he's like,
it's a quarter.
So what, besides menthol, what, like, how do I even ask this? What is the difference between the cigarettes?
I mean, I think it's all, like, I don't...
It's in a, it's in a tobacco really blend.
He probably know more because he got that digital cigarette. But I...
BFY?
That's a Zoom cigarette.
And the crazy part is they'll still demonetize us for that shit.
Because
they don't know if it's cigarette or weed. So.
What, hitting a vape?
Yeah, so really? I was trying to, I'm sure, bro. Because that's why the homies over at More of the Culture, they only put their full episodes on their Patreon now. So they can actually smoke and shit.
Oh,
they got it on YouTube and monetize. And...
Yeah, but if you do it on Apple, you can do it because it's your Apple, you have like an iOS cigarette, right? Like you have like a
your
cigarette.
BFY. It's Bluetooth.
You got a Bluetooth cigarette?
BFY.
Bluetooth tobacco.
Trying to stop testing so much, but you know what BFY stands for.
Where's it? Bit,
boy. You.
Oh, I didn't. I never heard that.
That's crazy.
Yeah,
now
I just started doing it via Texas.
Don't get mad at me because you're smoking a thumb drive.
Okay, you know what, boy? Fuck you.
This guy, 4 gigs of lung disease on it.
I'm downloading it.
I want you to bring it down.
I want you to bring it down.
downloading.
Before we go any further, motherfucker Patrick is back because he was out of the fucking country for two fucking weeks.
Man.
Grab that bag right there, you whore.
I saw clips of him on vacation.
Yeah, man. This motherfucker be out tripping and shit, bro.
Greece.
Greece and then Italy and Rome.
The only thing I know about Greece is fried chicken. What are we talking about?
Hey,
is this perfume? Or I mean cologne?
Yeah. That's the one. That's the one.
That did not help.
And he was like, oh my God, is this the perfume?
Damn, that's
never beaten the alligator.
I meant cologne.
Never beaten the alligator. That's the one that you like. That's the one with the cranberry.
Oh, I love it. That's so crazy because I tried to buy, every time I leave the country, I try to buy cologne and the line was too long. So I didn't get to do
this
it.
This is a beautiful friendship.
Yeah, man. It ain't a lot of people I be getting gifts for, but like this, we've always, you know, appreciated each other and the friendship and the brotherhood. So we always try to, man.
Appreciate
it,
man.
That,
man.
You get that?
Nah, it's all right.
Let me tell a real story about, boy, fuck you.
Sorry.
Boy, fuck you needs shirts somehow.
Listen,
I don't know how that's gonna work. Promotion.
I mean, this motherfucker, me and Malcolm hanging out, right? We went to a comedy club and then we went to a bar and then we went to another bar, right? Okay. And so, you know, me and Mike, we have a friendship. We've been cool, kicking it over almost 2 years now, right?
Somewhere since the strike.
Yeah. Actually, before then, we were coming out of the pandemic. The first time I saw you on stage was at the Ice House.
And that's when I first saw you on stage.
So you know, about 2 years now. So we kicking in, and I was like, "Yo, where you at?" He's like, "All right, I can actually walk to the crib. We leaving the club very close to this crib," and I was like, "Let me just drop y'all, bro. Come on, get in the car." He gets in the car. We get on the street. He was like, "You just let me out right here." I was like, "What place is it?" He's like, "I don't want you to know where I stay."
Oh, so he was politely declining, but he was also like, "No."
Yes. He got the car. He got out the car on the street. I drove off, and he just waited on the street like this. Hands like this until I pulled off. And then when he couldn't see my tail lights anymore, the motherfucker went to his house.
He's either has a Bruce Wayne type of house or he's homeless.
No,
I wanted to see where I was sleeping.
He got a crib. He got a crib because I went to the corner. I busted right and then I ran back on the street and I saw what apartment he went in. Next.
Oh,
bitch.
No. Oh. We'll put the address in the description.
That's on the Patreon.
Go to Malcolm's address.
Go to our Patreon for his address. Creepy photos.
Okay, so my closest friends make fun of me for this. I think it's a New York thing. I just, I don't like you knowing where I live for like the first couple of times.
In case something like happened or what?
I don't want to be set up.
I get that.
And I know 2 years is a long time to anticipate a setup.
I don't get it. I would be insanely offended. I don't want to set you up. I wanted to drop you off.
You know what? I always have that fear of somebody like doing something crazy. So I still keep them up, like hit a motherfucker with a side eye like this. But I keep the glasses on so you know you ain't getting the side eye. But yeah. I know. So I get it. I respect it.
In case you accidentally get kidnapped and have to tell what I'm... Tell.
Oh, like if torture's an option or lighting you up?
I don't want to bring you back up.
No, I'm just, up. No, not me being kidnapped. I've done it before. I've done it once. You good, but I'm just like, I want to humble you for a second. I want to let you know, nobody's going to kidnap us and be like, where's Malcolm staying?
You popping.
Yeah.
But come on, bro.
Yeah.
You're not Obama.
Yeah, you're on Facebook. Hey, this nigga wild, bro.
You know, it'd be easier to follow you home from a comedy club than it is to kidnap and torture us. But like, bro, go to the Laugh Factory.
You're incredibly correct.
There's so many easier ways than kidnapping me and being like,
right.
Tell me where Malcolm lives.
Why don't you add another crime tool where you could go directly to the person? Like,
you don't be taking side streets like, oh, let me make sure.
Just be my Uber driver. And
do you say that to your Uber driver? Like, yeah, just let me off right here.
Well, you don't really know. You know, they don't stop
right at the address.
And you stay in the apartment. So, like, even if they found the building, they still have to go through all the apartments.
Go through levels.
Yeah, unless there's, like, a call thing, the LaBuzz thing, and it has your last name on it.
No.
Buried with two T's.
Nothing has my name.
Okay, gotcha.
Nothing has my name.
You have a fake name?
My ID don't have my address on it.
How is that possible?
You probably still got his New York address.
Because I'm sweating like a... Cause I'm wearing
because you got
hat.
That fucking...
Yeah, man, you're doing this to yourself.
Yeah. Trying to support this guy.
Yeah, well, you already wore. They're gonna see it from the beginning. They get to take their head off and die.
They get the idea.
Jesus Christ!
They can't even see it.
No, the shot's too wide. No, you get if you got a business manager, you make your ID address the address of your business.
Oh, shit. Okay, cool. Yeah. That's what's up.
On
that's
your physical ID? I didn't know that.
Yeah. That's how paranoid I am.
No, that way if you lose your ID, you don't have to be stressed out about that.
Because I just got a call from somebody, from a random person going, hey, just so you know, they're like, and they left a voicemail. They went, hey, Malcolm Barrett, I don't know if this is you, but they have your information on like a website. I just wanted you to know.
What website?
I can't remember.
Is that a courteous member of the dark web?
That's exactly
like
what
you're already on the dark web. Are you?
It was like a polite stalker. He was like, hey, just so you know, it's
I'm stalking somebody else, not you. But I did see your name. I saw your name.
They were like, I would be careful if I were you.
I'm gonna be at her address, not yours.
Yeah, just they texted me.
Big fan.
Yeah, huge fan.
I don't know if you know.
Love your work,
but a lot of people have access to your home.
So how long ago was that?
A month and a half.
Oh, this is fresh.
Yeah, you want to talk about damn internet, you scary.
wait, but you didn't let him see your house 2 years ago.
Look, I got...
The timeline shake.
No, this was recently. He dropped me off like this was about 4 days ago.
Oh, okay. Okay, if you got that call, I'd be the same.
Just him.
Yeah, I don't like phone calls from people.
That's so
I don't
scary,
know.
Man. Terrified.
Let's go. Let's jump into the most... The furthest recent, which I feel like is Shannon Sharp, right? Let's just talk about it really quickly.
Is it okay? I've never seen the video. Is it so bad it would demonetize? Like, well, is it like that?
I saw it on Instagram. All you see is like the door,
right?
It's like the door, the headboard. It's really sound, and that's what makes it creepier to me. One, because he didn't know that it was happening. Two, because what didn't know that it was happening, quotation marks. Two, because it's live for all of these people. And all of these people are not only watching and listening, but screen recording it and reposting it. It just,
that's
it
weird.
Felt like an episode of SVU. And it felt like something that Olivia Benson could come after you for sharing the video. And now it feels like a sex crime. And that's why I was like, I'm not posting this shit.
I didn't want to hear him having sex.
That's how I felt.
There was no part of it. I was just like, I don't want to, I don't know what his girl looked like.
Yeah.
So it's not about
neither
visualization
one
of
them
of
consented
her.
To this being on the internet.
Right.
And to hear that intimate moment. And then also just this Shannon Sharp.
That's my Michelle.
It's just like,
Michelle.
Yeah.
That's my Michelle.
I was waiting for a sound bite. I'll be honest. I was like, let me hear if something's interesting or funny. Yeah. I want to hear it.
So you heard it, the whole thing?
No, I could. Sounds weird, but nothing came in the first 30 seconds.
Nothing came. You know you didn't have to put it like that.
Nothing came for the first 20 seconds. I'm like,
I don't know how much followers I have. There's nothing about
listening.
Like if Doja Cat accidentally went live, I would tune in, you know.
I also think Doja Cat is gonna say something crazy, like she's gonna say something funky during sex, or I want to know what Doja Cat sounds like.
That's what I'm saying. I would definitely tune in for that.
I have no interest in hearing what Shannon Sharp. And in fact, it sounded exactly like I thought it would sound like to Shannon Sharp,
like an uncle fucking.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hyumdum. Hyumdum.
Yum.
Hyum
dum. Right. I saw it was like 9 minutes long. I was like, I'm not sitting here. I listened to maybe 15 seconds. I didn't even hear the Michelle thing. People told me that I was on.
I looked at the comments because I want to hear. I said, I want to see the comments to see, do both guys use your phones when you're hosting?
Well, I mean, we were going to pull it up, but hey, man, listen, we find this stuff on the internet. That's the name of the show. Talk with your fucking story, man.
Okay.
Fuck you.
So I was just worried.
We're paying attention. We can multitask.
No, I don't want to just listen to Shannon Sharp. Fuck.
Yeah, at all. At all.
I don't.
And you know what? Here's the thing. As a man with women that I'm with, I don't mind being vocal, but I wouldn't want anybody listening to me that is outside of the bedroom. Because I'm a loud screamer.
I feel like the sounds I make during sex are only good if you're having sex with me.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
And not good out of context.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying. Like,
you
if I'm like,
go,
yeah.
Take it, bitch. Yeah. Like, that's not fun outside of.
Yeah. I don't want to hear Malcolm saying, choke me to a woman. And I feel like that's going to be part
of it. No, I'm choking them. And they're like,
sure.
You know what
I'm saying? Sure.
Pat is in the background listening to it.
Pat is listening to it. I don't know. But why?
Live
why did he go away and turn it all the way up? Just put it to your ear, Pat. You put it on 100.
I don't know.
Trying to be discreet.
I don't know the process, but I was like, "Is this?" I thought he was gonna go.
Go out.
I thought he had a personal thing.
All right.
And I thought we were gonna cover for him. I was like, "Oh damn."
That lady calling him.
That's what I'm saying.
That felt like hearing like your grandparents have sex. Yeah. And just like, yeah. I enjoy the sound of sex, but not now. Yeah.
It felt very baby boy. Like I'm listening to Ving Rhames.
Right.
AJ Johnson.
It's crazy because
yeah, references.
That just goes to show you how sexy women are. We can hear women and men will listen, and I think there are other women that'll be like, but nobody hears a man moaning in turn.
Nobody wants that.
He was moaning more than she was, which is a little weird, if not all the way.
Sometimes you enjoy it. Malcolm moans when he takes shit, and I thought that was weird, but I'm not here to yuck nobody's young.
I moan on the highway. I don't care. I'm like, oh, we're passing traffic.
What? I don't like
No, well, you know what I thought was weird about it? It didn't seem like it was strokes.
Uh-huh.
Do you know what I mean? It felt like they were like one person would be a pleasure, perhaps.
That's what I thought.
Because there was a rhythm to it. Do you know what
and
I mean?
And it sounded like it almost might have been three people there because he was saying, "That's my Michelle," and moaning, and he was asking her questions and she was like responding to it, but they still heard the part. So I was like, wait, was that another person there?
I didn't hear no sucking.
I heard some form of moisture being absorbed or spread.
Maybe it was the vagina.
I don't know, man.
I just opened Instagram. So basically, you're telling me that Instagram has to open, then your profile button, then the tiny plus button in the corner.
Yeah.
Then
to go live.
Then live. Then scrolling over from posts and then clicking the button. Like, it's really hard to accidentally go live.
Yeah.
It's very hard. My homegirl was like, her phone accidentally makes her go off FaceTime. And it's happened a couple times. And I was like, did you try fixing your phone?
You need to get a new phone.
That's a little easier because like it's two clicks. You open the app accidentally and then anything that's
sure.
Fixed, and if it's calls. Yeah. But Instagram ain't like
Instagram that. Live is you have to open the app and then press buttons in the app.
I'm worried about Farrah because Farrah's the type, she never hangs up her phone. It means when on a phone call, she just always. So I'm like, yo, you're going to end up saying some wild shit about somebody, or they're going to hear something else that's going on. They're going to hear us. Like, you got to start fucking hanging up your phone. Like, she never.
She FaceTimed me today and she doesn't even know that she did.
That's what
But she says she did it, but it's on my phone. It's in my call log. And she's like, no, it's not on my side. I'm like, well, your name's right here.
It might be maybe a computer or an iPad, but regardless, I'd be like, hang up.
You got to hang up.
She'll be driving. She'll be driving a truck and she'll call me and then I'll just hold the phone and see how long it'll go.
I used to do, my mom does the same thing. I'll hold the phone and I'll call later. I'm like, I was on. I heard everything.
I mean, and here's the thing. She's driving like this. The hang up button is right here. It's right here on the fucking thumb. I say, hey, I'm still here. Hang up the phone. Babe, you hang up. I'm driving. Bitch, it's right there on the steering wheel. I need you to take some ownership of this phone call.
She drives a truck?
She drives the Audi sometimes.
Oh, okay.
But you not driving.
Yeah.
So how's it easier for her?
Well, her hand's already here.
But you holding it. Your thumb's already there.
Yeah, but I'm right here sometimes.
For FaceTime?
No.
Oh, this is just a call.
Yeah, you can't FaceTime while you're driving with CarPlay.
Oh, because it's going. Whoa. Oh, shit. Okay.
It won't allow people to see your visual while you're driving for safety purposes.
Right.
They want the phone to be still, so they won't display your picture. So
okay.
It's not doing a FaceTime. These are doing like regular phone calls.
But you're like walking.
I could just be sitting my ass on the couch. But
so you have him.
I have him.
Overall, it's still easier.
She never does it. That's the annoying part.
I should always. She be driving 10-2 though, because maybe she's like this, and then it's more.
Like how hard is it? Typically, she drives like this, unless she's smoking,
she does like this.
I'm like, she's a safe driver.
Don't be incriminating.
Like yeah, she doesn't smoke in my truck, so no, she don't smoke at all.
Oh, I thought she was a nigga.
Nah. I drive like that in the old school though.
No, I saw you pull in.
Yeah. Oh, you saw me?
Yeah.
Oh, I guess you did. Yeah.
You drove it today.
Yeah.
I didn't see your car. I didn't know if you were here.
I drove the old one.
You wasn't.
I couldn't see it.
I didn't have pimp vision.
I couldn't even see it. I'm just like,
I don't get no pictures.
What was that? I just bumped into something invisible.
Ow! Well, if you're sad about not having your pimp vision or anything else that might be going on in your life, I just want to let you know that this episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. Listen, man, if you've ever thought about doing therapy, if you've ever thought about, you know, changing it up and killing the stigma that, one, black people don't go to therapy, or the stigma that, two, men don't go to therapy, let today or this week or this month be the time where you do it. Because I'm going to tell you something. Therapy is one of the best tools I have ever integrated in my entire life. Learning how to communicate with my wife, learning how to communicate with my daughter, learning how to communicate with my friends all helped me in different areas of my life. And I didn't realize how long I had been missing out on, because I was part of the stigma. I was part of the problem. I was one of those people that was very resistant towards therapy. And I'm so upset that I didn't take advantage of this earlier, because it's no telling where I could be in my career or in my marriage had I taken advantage of this earlier. But I do want to encourage you guys to check out BetterHelp, because it is entirely done online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. And I can't stress that enough, because they have so many different options for you to communicate and converse with your therapist. You just fill out a brief questionnaire. You get matched with a licensed therapist. And to switch therapists at any time, there is no additional charge. All right. So give them a try. You know, this is a great time, especially with school starting back up. If you're going back to school, or you have family members that are going back to school, or if it's just a stressful time, or if it's not a stressful time, I like to tell people, do it now. Why ain't nothing going wrong? So when something does go wrong, maybe you're able to pinpoint it a little easier, a little faster. But visit BetterHelp.com/DIYS. today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/DIYS. I mean, don't say this one right here. Rediscover your curiosity with BetterHelp. They are very particular about things that are supposed to be read verbatim. So I just want to make sure we do that, because we love BetterHelp. We don't want to upset them.
Mm-hmm.
And honestly, they're doing a great job, especially in the community. So we definitely want to make sure people get all the tools.
Shout out to BetterHelp.
Yeah. And they're a little therapy. OCD, which, and if you have OCD, try BetterHelp. They will immediately let you know.
Shout out to therapy. You know what I'm saying?
We got therapy. 1,000 bottles of baby oil. Yeah. What? Stop. That's
therapy. Y'all think baby oil sales are up or down right now? I don't know. In the baby oil world, it's like, is this good PR or bad PR?
No. They didn't name the brand.
But here's the thing. When would it ever be like 1,000 bottles?
Only people.
In bulk? Like, was it such a good deal? Was it like 50 cents? Per bottle, if you buy 1,000 bottles right now.
You know what I think it is? You know how long it takes for baby oil to like run out?
Yeah.
What I think is he's had so many freak offs that it would be like 100 for this one. And instead of like, he doesn't seem like the person that'd be like, all right, do we have any baby oil from the last?
Yeah. So he's not going to run out. He can't chance running out.
No, not even that. It's just like, he's not the type to be like, just use the stash from last time. You know what I mean? It's just like 100 more.
What's crazy is like, black people, we don't run out of Vaseline.
Yeah, right. Never seen an empty Vaseline bottle.
You've never seen. Submit. So you know this is way too much quantity.
Here's the thing. We don't run out as an individual or a household of maybe 2 or 3.
Right.
The freak-offs sound like they was having like 30, 40 people.
I'm not a multi-millionaire for like 30, 40 years.
That's true.
Part of the culture.
That's true.
Right.
Here's another thing, though. And this is the more disturbing thing from my standpoint. Baby oil ain't lube.
It said baby oil and lube, though.
Yes, but
how would it? You know, it's weird. I was thinking about that because I was like, what are they combining? Because I was like, how much baby oil, how much lube?
Yeah.
Because also lube, baby oil is just for show.
Yeah, that's on the body. That's on.
Like he's like, I don't want Tyrese here unless he's shining.
What? One is for sex. One is for the camera. Because he's recording all this too.
All of it.
And we all seen those porn where they're just both way too oiled up.
Yeah.
And they're just sliding against
the thing. Okay, now you got to be fucking with Tim's on. Because you ain't getting no leverage on her if she's slippery. You need grip. You need grip. So you got to keep your Tim's on while you're fucking.
That is baby oil. It's just for the aesthetics.
It's
bad for the environment.
Yeah,
that's what we were all thinking.
Yeah.
That's what we were all thinking.
I'm not thinking everything
that left the environment.
That's the first thing we did. Yeah. What's with all those condoms? It's bad for the environment. Raw dog this bitch.
He was probably just squirting baby oil into the into the orgy. Just like, like how
champagne. He had a fountain. Yeah. He had a fountain of baby champagne. Oil. You gotta get there's a pool, and then there's a pool of baby oil.
He's doing it.
Like you barbecuing ribs and you got that nigga. And then it was it's hot.
Mesquite,
man. Listen,
that's so diabolical.
That's crazy for all the ladies that were there.
no person where you go, oh, you know, it makes sense that he has all that baby oil.
Right.
Like, that's probably.
But that's the crazy part is, it's like, in my mind, orgies were like, hey, we a freaky bunch. Let's do this. You know what I mean? So in that scenario, it's like, yeah, bring all the baby oil, bring all the lube. We doing this.
Yeah.
But it, all of the news articles say forced orgies.
Yeah.
Which is like a bunch of like people that don't really want to do it.
Yeah.
That are just all shiny and stuff.
Just shiny.
It's the valet with the vest on.
Victims.
Man.
That is insane. And I just did a video about this because I feel like the last 5 years we've shown that like we've grown up wanting to be in positions that people didn't even want to be in, you know, with the whole like the Nickelodeon stuff that's coming out. And then it's like all these musicians and actors are in these weird scenarios, and it's just weird because there was a point in time where everybody wanted to be invited to a Diddy party.
Bro, that
it just
is,
seemed like the most popping thing.
This is the quintessential example of the grass isn't always
right.
This is the perfect example in real time, in our time, the grass isn't always green on the other side.
I also think it's kind of crazy to build this secret villainous empire and people forget all the AK-47s you have. And he goes straight to the baby oil.
Oh, like, he had guns too?
He got AK-47s with scratched off serial numbers. And everybody's hey, man.
Let's check out this clip. Let's go to that because Shine also spoke out.
Yeah, Shine is speaking up on behalf.
Shine spoke out. And man. And then we possibly get into all the record execs who have all resigned within the last week.
Yeah.
Like six.
I saw that.
It's been like six. So, okay, cool.
As part of this investigation, in March of this year, special agents from HSI executed search warrants at Combs' residences in Miami and Los Angeles. They also executed a warrant for Combs' electronic devices. During those searches, agents seized evidence of the crimes charged in this indictment. They seized firearms and ammunition, including three defaced AR-15s and a large-capacity drum magazine. They also seized evidence of the freak-offs, electronic devices that contain images and videos of the freak-offs with multiple victims.
He doesn't have to say that.
And they seize cases and cases of the kinds of personal lubricant and baby oil that Combs' staff allegedly used to stock hotel rooms for the freak-offs, more than 1,000 bottles altogether. Here are some of the items that we recovered during the searches.
I like how the news has to say freak-offs so much.
That is insane for me.
As you can see here, this is a drum magazine, large capacity, and it contains, I believe, 59 rounds. I mentioned as well, we recovered three AR-15s. This is a close-up shot of one of the AR-15s, and you can see right here, the serial number has been thoroughly defaced. Another picture of more ammunition and parts of two AR-15s right there.
All right. You're 100% correct. This is the first I've ever even heard of that. So the baby oil and lube narrative completely killed the gun narrative.
Yeah.
Like, this is like a freaky Pablo Escobar type of takedown. Yeah.
Well, you know what? It's because social violence is easier to get up in arms about when you have something to reference it to. So like if there was a shootout while they were trying to like take him into custody, then we have this as a reference point and potentially visuals of, and then that would be the forefront of the story. And then they were like $1,000, and we still would have joked about it, but he's like, yo, this thing had AR-15s, all of that. But because there isn't a visual when it comes to the violence, we are tripping off of 1,000 bottles of,
well, because of everything leading up to this was like Diddy is on some wild shit,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
But it should have been like 1,000 bottles of baby oil and illegal guns.
It's been in none of the captions of all the stuff that they reported on.
Also, if you got scratched off AR-15s, you were shooting people illegally.
Yeah. That's automatically a felony. If you are in possession of a firearm with no serial number,
crazy.
Automatic felony.
Well, wait, can't you trace the bullets though? Because
you still can trace the bullets unless he went inside and like with the you can go in with a filer and
bullet by bullet.
No, not bullet. You do it on a barrel. So you take a small file, you go in on a barrel, and you do this. And basically, each barrel
the grooves.
The grooves.
But what about the ammunition? The ammunition is traceable to.
Yes, if he was purchased legally.
Yeah.
If he has illegal guns, then he more than likely probably has some illegal ammunition.
Because you can make your own.
You can make your own, but you also just buy it. Like, so when somebody fires a bullet, the bullet goes to the barrel. The barrel imprints the grooves on the bullet, and that's how they do bullet tracing. But if you go in with a foul and you mess up those grooves.
So it's more about the gun it shoots out of than the actual ammunition. Bullets themselves.
Unless the ammunition
is easier to find than the.
That makes
sense. Yeah, the ammunition, yeah. So.
Yeah, but also, he tried to kill Kid Cudi.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he dropped the Molotov cocktail through the top of his vehicle and set it on fire.
And
allegedly,
Shine.
Allegedly,
and he framed Shine.
He didn't frame Shine. He just told on Shine. So if everybody had been quiet, then it would have been a case of nobody.
But I thought Diddy shot the gun.
What again? He brought witnesses against Shine. Shine took the charge.
Right.
Right.
But he didn't want to.
He didn't want to. Of course, he was 18.
He was 18.
He was young when he went to jail.
He was 18?
Yeah.
He had the voice of a 37-year-old.
Let me find the thing about it.
But that was one of the reasons he got it, because it was he sounded like Biggie.
Yeah. 18.
Mm-hmm. People was excited
he
that
he did.
People was excited that he sounded like Biggie.
Like a Belizean Biggie.
Yeah. Because he was when I'm coming, but
yeah. And then he had that
let's see.
I feel bad for Shine.
Okay, he was 18 years old. Yeah, that's what I heard him say. That, he said he was just 18 years old. Yeah, for Belize. He's a Belizean
diplomat. Yeah.
He went back to his home.
Yeah, he was speaking today.
He's the leader of opposition in the House of Representatives.
I was listening to him talk, and I'm like, damn, you're in such a political position that you can't just go live and be like, ha-ha! You know what I mean? Diddy's in jail, finally! Karma, bitch! You know?
He was very political.
Yeah.
He destroyed my life.
Yeah.
But
I don't feel bad for him.
Yeah.
But it was a bunch of times that I've forgiven him.
He was He actually said a really smart thing that I actually took with me, which was he was like, nobody's, and I'm paraphrasing, your downfall doesn't make my success.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And I was like, God damn.
That's the mindset that we should have as actors, comedians, entertainers, Black people.
No.
Internet,
too.
You
definitely fucking with what I'm doing. Coming to what I'm
ain't
doing.
Nobody come to me for no fucking average Joe or the boys. Our agents ain't even on the same echelon. Okay, I get the stuff that all of y'all pass on, and then they was like, we still got to find somebody for this role, and then they shoot it down the.
I think you're younger than me, but you give Uncle vibes.
I always did that way.
Give Marlboro vibes.
Okay, I'll take that.
You know what I mean?
Okay, that was a chop, and I'm gonna take it. Going to take it.
We were just talking about the differences between cigarettes. What type of Marlboro?
Yeah. I do a menthol 100.
I should be from where I'm from because my mom fucks with menthols heavy. But I don't like.
What's the 100 mean?
How
much more is going to kill you?
It's light. Like the 100's are light.
Oh, 100 means light?
Yeah.
So is there a 500?
No, it's just like with Marlboros, there's a short pack and there's a tall pack. So you would say,
let me get
a pack of a. Yeah, it's a bigger cigarette. Let me get a pack of Marlboro silver shorts or, hard. Because some of them, they used to come in like paper cases.
Really,
and now they come
in
lemon boxes.
Pepper wings.
Okay. So what about the color? Like Marlboro reds?
If you had a lemon pepper Marlboro, how happy would you be?
That sounds like a good time.
The 100s are because they are 100 millimeters.
Let me get a lemon pepper 100.
That's what I think. What about the color? Marlboro reds and how they say, what'd you say? Just silver?
It's the tobacco blend. It's they got a Turkish blend.
That's the color?
Yeah, the colors. Yeah. They correlate to the blend. And then
blending ways.
And that's the menthol, but they don't.
I think tobacco is a mix of stuff that ain't tobacco.
No,
the ain't? Because tobacco's a organic leaf.
Yeah, but they're different. They're different flavors with the tobacco. Like just the same way with different cigars. How cigars taste different.
Yeah,
the colors are the strength.
Bananas are bananas. If tobacco is natural,
so no blend.
More than 50 types of.
No, it's the. Well, I mean, it could be the blend, but it's the strength of the blend. So the reds are very strong, whereas the blues and the silver are a lighter. Nicotine.
You ever go, oh, look at this spicy banana? Get the
that
fuck out
so
of here.
Sense.
You don't have no fucking 200 blends of banana flavors.
That's
don't act like fucking bananas.
That's like 50 bananas. Let me see. I'm going to tell you right now.
I think it's indica sativa hybrid,
and high in nicotine, where the blue and the silvers are lower in nicotine. routine. They're not as
so. It's like how you can grow different weed plants and they have different strengths.
Okay, you just had to mention weed.
Over a thousand.
And we're done.
So I got it wrong. It's over 1,000 different varieties of bananas. And subdivided.
We're talking about bananas.
It was a side conversation. Malcolm, you're a fucking menace, bro.
He's Woody Wood.
He's thinking didn't even have a rebuttal.
As the villain would.
Because he planted the banana story like, you're going to sound crazy later. And then he turned to me and was like, yeah, let's research these cigarettes. And then completely threw you under the bus when you brought the bananas back. And he was just like, what?
He looked the ball through bananas. How do we get
fuck? This? What is he talking about?
All right, bro.
He talking about banana blend? All
right, bro. That's what we doing. That's
that was diabolical.
That's what I'm saying. He's so different from his character on every show. He would be a villain in real life.
Fuck. Are you allowed to say what your favorite show you've worked on is?
Well, yeah, I think so.
Okay.
That's not shitting on another show.
Oh,
what
is it?
Dot, dot, dot.
I tell you this. Thomas is the favorite show I got to do because I got to be the smartest Negro from a bad neighborhood.
Is that ABC?
I don't know.
NBC, maybe?
NBC, okay.
NBC. That was my favorite. Average Joe is my current favorite because it's so different. My favorite thing to do is whatever I haven't done. So Average Joe I love because I get to be real nice-hearted, even killed, slightly stupid on an all-black show with a bunch of real talented people. But then my favorite experience ever was I did a show called Southland with Regina King, and I got shot in the head but didn't know it. And that was probably one of my funnest, craziest.
You didn't know it?
Yeah, like the character didn't know he got shot in the head.
It was point blank like that?
I don't know where it happened, like shooting happened, things, whatever, and he was just like, he was bleeding, but he thought it was like a fragment from something, and it turned out he had a bullet in his head.
That's a real thing,
too. Did you live?
Yeah, and not to the end of the episode.
Ah.
No. But that was really fun. And then Preacher. Preacher was because I got to be... And Preacher was the first... What did you say?
A nigga?
Well, I get to be that every time. But Preacher was amazing because it was the first time I did a comic book TV show and played a comic book character.
Mm.
So I had like an archetype of something to be that I read and went, I'm playing that.
Yeah.
Instead
of just words.
Yeah. And plus, like, you know, I'm a fucking nerd and read comic books. And like to be a comic book character, the first time in your life, it was like fucking huge for me. I like shaved my head because he had like a flat top, but I couldn't quite get that. So I like had this weird Mormon cut and I wear a hat every day I was with. Because I was friends with the people from what's the Oprah show? I was horrible. What is it? Green something or whatever that?
Green Lantern.
No, Oprah.
Oh, Greenleaf? Or
I don't know. Yeah. I'm not remembering right now, but yeah. with fucking Rutina and Omar Dorsey.
Yeah.
So I'm
happy. That's the Preacher family or something, right?
No, well, they were just on some black show in the South.
Yeah.
And so I just had this horrible haircut. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm doing this weirdo show, and so I'll just be like chilling with them.
Because you're a fucking weirdo.
Yeah.
So.
You said green or queen sugar?
Queen sugar.
Queen sugar. Okay, gotcha.
Malcolm, but what was it like cooking for Kwanzaa?
Okay, so you're making a very specific reference to a thing that I was totally faking about.
You were in Scholastic?
So in high school, thank you for bringing this up.
Yes, sir.
So in high school, I went to Stuyvesant, which is a mostly white and Asian school. They had there was a Scholastic News, which is like a local magazine for high school students. And they had like, hey, everyone's cooking for the holidays and it's ethnic holidays. So we're cooking for this. And I don't know what the fucking Asian holidays are, whatever those are, and fucking Jewish, right? So I'm cooking. Again, not afraid to get canceled.
Well, Hanukkah is definitely doing
it, right?
Especially in LA, you know, he knows what
New York, because I grew up in New York, Manhattan, all of that.
Oh yeah, this during this time.
So we cooking for all these Chinese New Year. Yeah, that's me. Look at it, my shirt. I look like a cartoon character. I look like Ed.
You
Ed
look
Eddie.
Like you could have had came on stage as your dad.
Why is my arm not touching my shirt sleeves?
Like that doesn't.
Yeah, I
think it's got to be Photoshop.
Was it a lot of hair in there?
I don't know how it worked. I think they Photoshopped my arms out. I don't know. Right?
But was that in Best Buy?
So, first off, I lived in Best Buy
And then I went to Stuyvesant. So probably because I was black, they were like, put this black little Negro, this fucking Somalian student on a fucking cover of Scholastic News, make them think we care about black people. And I went, great. I didn't make any of that. That was my uncle. My uncle celebrated Kwanzaa, knew the holidays, knew all of that, and he helped me cook. And I didn't know nothing about it. No! I'm fucking 16.
There be prodigies. What? there be like, there's a whole kid's chart.
Young Hell's Kitchen or whatever that is.
What is a Kwanzaa food?
So it's like rice, beans, I think some form of yams or something like that.
Like Caribbean food?
Honestly, I think there's callback to Caribbean and South African food. Again, have not eaten Kwanzaa food. I don't even know if that's a thing. Since
I think I've only like celebrated Kwanzaa because like the people at school was like Kwanzaa, you know?
Yeah.
Like my family was never like pull out the green candles.
No. The holiday started in the 80s or something like that. Yeah, like
I
don't trust a new holiday. Like if my uncle is older than your holiday,
you
I don't
buy black. That's crazy. He don't buy. He don't buy black.
Juneteenth is kind of new in the media.
Juneteenth is new, but slavery.
Very proven. It's very proven.
Real traditional. Oddly enough,
Kwanzaa was created.
What's the newest holiday?
Is that the newest one? Just after Kwanzaa.
What day is Kwanzaa?
Day.
It's a number of days. It's like Hanukkah.
Yeah.
It's around the same time of year as Christmas.
Yeah.
Hanukkah. It's November or December.
December.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. And it lasts for 8 days.
So. Oh, it's eight. How long is it? Damn, it's been a minute. How long is Hanukkah? Doesn't it start in November?
No.
Eight.
That's December too.
Eight.
Hanukkah changes every year based on the calendar and how they count from there, but it falls very closely to Christmas most years.
What holiday is like 30 days?
Oh, you're thinking about Muslims when they observe
Ramadan?
What's it called? Ramadan.
No, it was in the holidays.
It's 30 days.
Passover.
Maybe that's what I'm talking about.
Okay. Yeah.
So what is the song with Christmas where it's like on the 12th day of Christmas? Like,
has nothing to do with it.
They just count down. They're excited about Christmas.
It's 12 days of Christmas.
Yeah, 12 days.
Yeah, but I don't know why it's called that. Not that he's talking about that.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
Yeah, who the hell's starting on the 12th?
I don't know if they're counting from the 25th to like January 6th where they do the, you know.
So Christmas is the first day?
Because, you know, there's an old Christmas. There people celebrate a different Christmas, January 6th, and there's September. So it might be the 12 days.
I think it's made up just for this song.
Yeah.
For real?
Because, I mean,
it's so specific, though.
Seven squirrels are ringing or whatever.
Squirrels?
Yeah, I don't even know what I bought you.
Those were horrible gifts. Like, yo, I bought you eight drummer men.
Horrible. It's like
I want to leave buzzing or whatever that is. Like, it's not
and cool. A partridge in a pear tree.
Like, that's the other thing. We don't even use pear trees.
I would be happy about the pear tree, but like, you could probably keep the partridge. The five golden rings was probably
the best.
That's the best gift.
I'm telling you.
No one,
but like,
has anyone ever given you five golden rings for Christmas?
Never. Never four calling birds. Right, that would be such a.
Three French hens?
It was like 12. It was like 10 jumpers jumping. What the hell does that even mean? You brought me jumpers.
Six
geese a laying.
I thought it was food related. Like at some point, we cooking all of it.
Yeah, turtle doves.
Yeah,
that's just a fat ass. Well, listen, speaking of Kwanzaa and Hanukkah and just different types of food. I want to tell you guys real quick and remind you guys actually real quick about HelloFresh. This episode is sponsored by HelloFresh. Listen, man, going to the grocery store is always it's a bore and a chore. All right, finding somewhere to park, trying to remember your reusable bags, shimmying through the aisle when people just leave their cart anywhere. It's a lot. Kids are there; they stink. Avoid all of that by doing HelloFresh, all right? There's always new flavors to explore with an ever-changing menu of 50 recipes to choose from every week. You couldn't put a gun in my head and told me to find 50 recipes for you. I ain't gonna be able to do it, okay? But they do that for you every week at HelloFresh. You just pick your meals and your delivery date, and it's that simple. And I get it. All right, well, what if things change? What if I gotta go out of town? That's fine, okay? Because everything's done online.
They understand the thing in life gets busy. That's why HelloFresh lets you easily customize your delivery from week to week. You get to tailor everything to your schedule by adjusting your delivery date or skip a week when you're not able to cook at home. So you have options on top of options. Comes right to your door, okay? Pre-portioned, very fresh ingredients. They got seasonal recipes, everything delivered to your doorstep. So you get to skip the trips to the grocery store. You can count on HelloFresh to make at-home cooking easy, fun, and effortless. So if you guys are ready to try it out, especially with the holidays coming up right now, for free breakfast for life, go to HelloFresh.com/free DIYS. Get one free breakfast item per box while your subscription is active. Again, that's free breakfast for life. Go to HelloFresh.com/free DIYS. All right. Just by clicking on HelloFresh.com/DIYS, you'll be able to take advantage of that. And check out HelloFresh, man. It's America's number one meal kit.
Shout out to HelloFresh. They had me feeling like I could cook.
They did. I was zesting lemons for, dude, I had never zested a lemon before.
What's zesting a lemon?
You take the lemon and use
like lemon
peel. You use it on a grape.
Lemon essence.
Kind of give it the essence of the citrus.
It's not the juice or the pulp or the actual lemon. It's just like the air around the lemon.
The essence of it.
So it's just like,
is there lemon in here?
It's like they, LaCroix.
Yeah, they make
exactly.
LaCroix.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Water, shake it up, and then they add
it's like,
carbonation.
I know a lemon ain't in here, but the zest.
One of the funniest things I ever read on Twitter is like, somebody said, they tweeted that LaCroix tastes like we live in a world where fruit is almost gone.
Somebody said LaCroix tastes like somebody whispered a fruit's name in another room.
There's so many LaCroix jokes. I heard one that was like,
it was a whole thread of like LaCroix tastes like.
It'd be like someone bites the fruit and then burps it out. That's the thing.
A ghost of a strawberry dog.
Yes.
A strawberry ghost is crazy. It's like, is that even
insane.
A haunting?
Like,
he came through you. Like,
oh.
You see a strawberry in your kitchen at midnight that's kind of see through. You're like, okay. You're like, were you scared? Not really.
But like, the strawberry's back.
You don't have to call a priest.
You're scared.
You don't need no priest.
You're like, oh, my stars.
Oh, my God. Was that a mango?
Last thing we're going to talk about before we get ready to get up out of here is that Earth is getting a second moon, bitch.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I still don't understand.
Yo, 2-1.
Hey, are we about to be looking like Star Wars?
Yeah. Nah, so basically
Andor, bitch.
It's gonna happen on the 29th of September. Okay. And I don't know how long it's going to actually be there. I think we have something for we might have a clip up.
I feel like it's gonna pass by us. There's gonna be two nights and we can see it kinda.
Yeah, I feel like that the new moon will orbit the Earth. The new moon will orbit the Murph.
Yeah, damn.
Double jeopardy.
A moon is going to orbit the moon.
Orbit the Earth for about 2 months. All right? It's going to be up in that bitch for about 2 months, get caught up in our gravitational pool.
Now, whose moon is it
normally? It's an asteroid.
Right.
It's an asteroid.
Oh.
It's an asteroid.
Is that what our moon is?
What's the difference between a moon and an asteroid?
It just passed by and stuck around?
What's the difference between a moon and an asteroid?
Unless you're into conspiracies where people think that our moon is actually an outpost for aliens.
You down with OPM? Other people's moon?
That was long.
It's good that they don't judge your acting off of your...
I'm going to jump in and give some information.
Please.
Steer away. So moons and asteroids differ in several ways, including their orbit, size, and composition. Moons orbit planets while asteroids orbit the sun. So this one's going to get into our orbit, be there for about 2 months, and then it's going to resume
2 months?
Orbiting the sun.
Oh, that's kind of crazy.
It'll be here,
the world's
September
over.
To November, and then it'll go back to the sun.
This sounds like apocalypse.
Like that movie Pitch Black where they had like a bunch of different...
Or remember that movie, what was it called? Asteroid or something with Halle Berry? When a meteor came to us?
With Bruce Willis?
No, like a new one. It was Holly Berry.
Oh, I don't know.
The fat dude from Game of Thrones.
That's the only thing I saw.
It was called Moon Dip.
Don't touch me.
It was called Moon something. And in that line, it said, the moon will save us. It had a Skarsgård in it.
All right, let me.
I don't.
Moonfall.
Moonfall. Oh, yeah. I just talked about this on
my
another
favorite
podcast.
Line from that movie is, "We the moon new will save us."
Wow. We're getting a new, is this going to affect the ocean?
I don't think it's that big.
What you mean? Like, it's nowhere
like
near.
Like, our moon is big, and it affects
probably
the
our moon.
Very big. But, I mean, it's 400 times smaller than our sun. These are the things that they are alleging are reasons why it could be an alien.
This says it's around 33 feet the size of a bus.
33 feet?
How do we even know that's happening?
It's gonna make a, it says they predict it will make a horseshoe-like orbit around the Earth instead of a full rotation.
And then it'll go back?
Planet. Yeah, so it'll go
it's
mostly
slingshot.
Around and then go back to the sun.
It'll slingshot.
But
like
it's the size of a bus?
Yeah,
that's not even big.
That probably happens all the time. How do we know
the satellites? Images from satellites see it coming.
Because it's like, it's not a moon. That ain't a moon. That's a bus.
Well, they're using that loosely. They're using that loosely.
I think you're right.
That's not that exciting.
But also, how many times do we have giant pieces of rock orbiting us?
Well, see,
that's what I'm saying.
Okay,
it's not
so
giant.
This is another reason why they say that the moon is, or potentially could be, an alien outpost. It's because, let me say a couple things. It is 400 times smaller than the sun, but the sun is like more than 400 times away from us. But the way we get our eclipse, no other planet in our solar system has a moon that creates an eclipse like that, perfectly like that. And I think it is because I feel like they got that bitch like the MIB office with all the TVs and they can watch us, but the real station is underwater, and that's how they're able to control our tides too.
I thought you were going to say the dark side of the moon.
Oh, wow.
But man. Also, that's where they enter.
That's where they would be.
That is very imaginative. It's bullshit. But it's like so... being a child.
We've never seen the dark side of the moon.
But where would you set up?
No,
it's a perfect place to set up if you were going to do
not.
It.
You're just argumentative right now. You don't even have a plan.
I am argumentative.
How do we know the moon doesn't rotate? So there's always...
It does rotate.
It does rotate.
Okay, the way it rotates, we never see the dark side of the moon.
So here to... Point Malcolm, yes, humans have seen the far side of the moon, though it's not always visible from Earth.
Yeah.
So where we see it from?
Maybe the...
From going there, from orbits, from the...
Lunar orbiter, the change for...
These are satellites?
Yes, China. Yeah.
So they're just looking at aliens looking dead at them?
we have never gone back to the moon, like for real, since the first time we went.
What do you mean we've never gone back to the moon?
2019, China sent a mission to land on the...
America. America hasn't gone...
China been there?
2019.
A bunch of us. Russia. It's internet. There's international space.
Yeah, I think
space.
Because America has it, we think that nobody has it.
The space station is different from the moon, though, Malcolm.
Yes. Yes.
When's the last time
Asians have been there?
When is the last time the U.S. been to the moon?
I don't know.
The first time we went there.
I don't believe that's true.
Look it up.
Okay. That's what hippies for.
You want to bet on it?
Yeah.
No, how much?
You and the bet is, hold on, the bet is, let's be specific, that the U.S. landed on the moon?
Yes. U.S. landed on the moon.
And is this a bet you want to make? Because you're like, we've seen it. We have stuff up there.
$20.
$20? I bet. Let's go.
What's the bet?
What is the bet?
The bet is that we haven't been back to the moon since the first time we went to the moon.
We've only been to the moon once.
Is
what you're saying.
United States.
I'm disagreeing. $20.
Okay. The U.S. has been there. Yes. Landed on the
so
moon.
So by we, you don't mean humans. You
wait,
mean
do we, are, we counting, yeah. Are we counting rovers?
No, we're talking humans.
I know specifically rovers.
Why is rovers different if we could see what's on the moon?
It's the U.S. that sent them, and humans are controlling it.
You know what? Fuck this. Let's close this episode up.
Dude, that felt like 20 minutes long. I think it was like...
You know what I'm saying.
The last time U.S. spacecraft landed on the moon was in 1972 with Apollo 17 for our astronaut Gene.
Okay, it says last time. What's the first time? Let me Google
exactly.
That.
Let's do that. Let's do that thing. So 1972, when do you think is the first time we landed on the moon? Do you think it was 1972? Oh, it looks like it was 1969.
Nigga, we came back 3 years later. Why is there a whole community online saying we've never been back?
They left the charger.
Why are so many people say we've never been back?
It's so many people don't read.
You don't read either, motherfucker.
I read words. I read something yesterday.
We had to play that out. $20.
Oh, my $20 though.
We went back 3 years later. Where's all the conspiracies about that time?
Exactly.
Who was that astronaut?
They got conspiracy people about the first time, but not the subsequent time. The rovers that have landed on that. There, the satellites.
I never thought about the rovers. Hella rovers. I mean, we've been to Mars and stuff.
I'm going to say drink when we go somewhere.
Don't say it out loud. You know Malcolm.
No, why wouldn't you want your Cash App out there? That ain't going to hurt you.
Man, someone pretended to be Tahir during the whole...
during the pandemic? Oh, they didn't get a lot of my money on Cash App.
No.
Yeah, they absolutely
What was their name?
They would put like Tahir.more or TA.here.
Or his other one, Pancakes and Kidnapping.
Pancakes and Kidnapping. All you ready to talk about your funky ass show before we get out of here?
You funky ass Dion Cole.
That's what you said to drop.
Average Joe is on Netflix right now. It originated on BET Plus, which means 8 people saw it.
Same
amount of people that went to the moon.
But it went to Netflix pretty quickly.
It went to Netflix, and then we go to Africa for second season.
Yeah, man.
Nice.
Yeah.
Has that happened already?
No.
We go to Africa January through
April
to some point.
It only takes 3 months.
He's gonna go down the street.
Well, because we only do them probably 8 to 10 episodes.
I didn't know it only takes 3 months to do 8 to 10 episodes.
Yeah, it's about a week and a half per episode.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well.
That's dope. This Netflix.
Well, it's still on BET Plus. We're hoping it'll be like what Breaking Bad was always on AMC or FX. What was it?
It might have been AMC. No, it was FX.
AMC.
It was AMC. Okay.
AMC, and then they got popular as it kept being on Netflix. So like we had our first on BET Plus. We're picked up again by BET Plus. It's likely the second season will be on Netflix, but who knows?
Fire.
But we'll see.
Average Joe, yeah.
And Preacher's on Netflix, too, right now, if you want to watch it.
It is. Preacher is on Netflix, too. Everything. You know what I mean?
Yeah, look at you, man.
Kwanzaa's coming up. You know, everything.
Hey, pay me. As best you can. I'll be doing stand-up every third to 5 months.
Check me out
wherever my friends will let me appear next to them.
Well, listen, man, before we get out of here, we're going to give Malcolm the opportunity to say where you can find him at on his Instagram. He's not going to do it. I don't want you to find me. I don't care if you follow me. He's the worst promoter in the world. It's because he's just a nigga. He got no reason to do that other than being a nigga.
You could use that.
He could. But this nigga ain't going to do no work. Look, go ahead, give me your Instagram.
It's all right. It's whatever, man.
So fucking sick of you.
I'm Malcolm, man.
Find him on Instagram at
Verbal B Rapping, I think, and Malcolm Barrett. I think I'm on something that's everything.
All right. You know what?
That's all good.
For the people in LA, I'm shooting my special tomorrow night. We're going to do a little after party. I don't know where yet. I probably can't tell you because Malcolm will probably be there and he doesn't want you guys to know. So just know we're going to have a lot of fun.
We don't know where Tahir is.
No, because you're going to be there. But you're gonna be that. I thought it'd be a car.
No, that's secondhand following you home.
Outside of that, please, I cannot stress this enough. Please stream Wordy Is Hard on Tubi right now. The more you get to watch it, the more we get a chance to bring back a second season and get our friends on that. As well as 2x Rule created by Hippie.
Congrats.
Miss Wesley on there, Cleo Thomas is on there. Ton of amazing people, and then all the people that you see regularly with us. It's fantastic shows, so make sure you check those. I was talking about 2x Rule.
Oh, no, I don't know. What I'm on it.
That's the episode one.
Okay.
All right. But then outside of that, man, thank y'all so much for watching. As always, I'm Tahir Moore.
I'm Patrick Cloud.
And we'll see you next week on another episode of Damn Internet. You scary.
Baby,
peace, guys.
Bow, bow.
You're
bye.